Before we get started, let's talk about Young Thug. So Thugga Thugga, listen, greatest lawyer team since Johnny Cochran and them. Greatest law team since John Cochran and them. I never thought I'd see the day. I thought it was either going to be a mistrial or he was going to be going away for a long time. I never expected for him to be home today. But guess what? He there.
Throughout the week, we have followed the YSL trial.
Well, if you getting money too, then what you worried about? You should celebrate. When I see dudes getting money, I'll be like, oh, man, I love that. I love that for you, bro. What you worried about? If you getting money, then you shouldn't be complaining about nothing. All right?
Sides hammered out potential plea deals behind closed doors. And earlier today, an agreement was reached. And when the exact terms of the deal fell through, it fell to the judge to determine the fate of Jeffrey Williams.
Both sides presented their final arguments to Judge Whitaker. Here's a breakdown of this complicated sentence. What was originally a 5-year sentence was modified by the judge to time served, meaning the 2.5 years Young Thug has already spent in jail was good enough. Today he starts 15 years on probation. Hanging over his head is a 20-year sentence. If he stays out of trouble during probation, that sentence will also be commuted.
So check this out. Again, phenomenal law team. Everybody did great. I thought that it should have been thrown out in the first place simply because that last judge before they got the woman judge, the last man judge that they kicked off of this case, dirty. He was doing backdoor meetings and stuff. And when the lawyers found out about it, that's why I said that his legal team was absolutely the best. Don't get y'all no jailhouse lawyer. If your lawyer got slip-ons or any of that type of stuff, just go ahead and move on past him, plead guilty, do your time and try to come home. But when you got a good lawyer, a monster of a lawyer like Young Thug did, he probably spent over $10 million for the longest case in Georgia. Probably well over $10 million. I heard he had to sell his home and everything. But this is the deal, right? Because the prosecution was arguing for, if I'm not mistaken, because I reported on it yesterday, 20 years to serve time. 20 years, God. 20 years and then 25 years on probation for a 45-year sentence. Again, the prosecution was arguing for 20 years in jail plus 25 additional years for a total of 45 years, a 45-year sentence, and then 25 of it to be on probation, and then the first 20 to actually be served in prison, which obviously you would get good time and time off. I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. But the lawyer and them, they was arguing, and so they couldn't come to an agreement. They left it in the hands of the judge. Young Thug gave a heartfelt speech, and then he actually got this deal. So he pleaded guilty to 6 charges. 5-year jail sentence is commuted to time served. So he's been in jail for 2 years, but the judge was like, listen, we just gonna have it commuted to time served. And that means that you can go home. You have 15 years of probation of a 20-year jail sentence will be waived. The 20-year jail sentence will be waived if he completes probation. So basically, you going home. All you have to do is keep your nose clean. Where's my, I get some hand sanitizer in a minute. All you have to do is keep your nose clean and don't commit any crimes for the next 15 years. Call me, listen, sell me. I ain't committed a crime in 42 years of my life. Give me 15 more years of not being able to commit a crime. You mean I can move around, do what I want to do? I ain't got to be on house arrest. I can go on work, make millions, go and be home with my family, take care of my kids. Man, that law team is a beast. Got him home. Got him home. Jail sentence commuted and everything.
Now, the judge reminded Young Thug his words and actions are broadcasted on a global stage.
I know you're talented and...
Somebody said 15 years probation is wild. Not when you're facing 45 years in prison. Now, when you facing 45, 15 on probation and I get to go home, all I got to do is not do nothing. I wouldn't even be driving. I wouldn't smoke. I wouldn't drive. I would get on gunners. his label, you know, he labeled me. I would get on Gunna's workout regimen. I wouldn't blink. I wouldn't move. I would be doing every single thing by the book. I wouldn't even be hanging around people that's doing stuff that ain't got to do nothing. All you got to do is be a regular law-abiding citizen and not get no trouble. That's just as good as not being on probation at all.
Even if you choose to continue to rap, you need to try to use your influence to let kids know that that is not the way to go.
In her parting words, the judge also reminded Williams of the consequences that await him if he violates that probation.
Okay, court is adjourned. Good luck to you. And I'm going to have any. There better be no violations. But if there are any, you're coming back to see me.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Your Honor.
You got a nice judge.
Technically, the YSL trial is not over. That's because two co-defendants rejected plea deals today. As for Young Thug, the world is watching his next move as he starts a new chapter.
Somebody said, nah, 15 years probation is a setup. Do y'all know what the prosecution was recommending? The prosecution wanted him to do 20 years in prison and then another 25 years on probation. You telling me I can go home, time served after being in jail in this trial for 2 years, get back to the money, and the only thing I got to do is be on probation for the next 15? Man, get the hell out. I take that all day long. How was it a setup? That's the best possible outcome. There was no better outcome than this. The only other alternative is you going to jail, don't pass go, don't collect $200, no community chest, no chance. You cannot satisfy black people. That's the conclusion that I'm coming to. You cannot satisfy black people. You can't. You just can't. You can't. Now you being set up. They letting you go home. They have the ability to keep you locked up right now. They're letting you go home, and that's a setup? Man, get out of here, bro. A setup? How is that a setup? That's not a setup. That's a blessing. Y'all got to be able to differentiate the difference between a blessing and a setup. That's a blessing, not a setup. That's love right there.
Chapter in life.
A Fox News Rob Durienzo was outside the courtroom gathering reaction from Young Thug's defense team. He joins us now from the Fulton County Jail on Rice Street. Rob, we understand the Young Thug, Jeffrey Williams, has been released.
Hey there, guys. Good evening to you both. Well, just a short time ago, Jeffrey Williams, whose stage name is Young Thug, left the Fulton County Jail somewhat of a free man. As you mentioned, he's going to be on the next 15 years on probation. Meanwhile, we heard reaction from his attorneys on the steps of the courthouse. Take a listen.
This was not what I wanted. I don't believe that it is just, but I believe that under these circumstances, it is justice for Jeffrey Williams, and he is delighted, as are we. I'm thankful.
Rapper Young.
That's a beast of a lawyer. I want to know who that lawyer is. I'm going to put him on retainer.
Young Thug headed home after pleading guilty to gang, drug, and gun charges in the YSL RICO case. He did so without a deal from the district attorney's office.
Negotiations totally broke down with the district attorney's office. Horribly broke down.
We ultimately decided we were going to put our faith in the court as opposed to the folks on the other side of the aisle.
The judge warning the 33-year-old Grammy-winning artist, whose real name is Jeffrey Williams, that he could be locked up again if he violates the terms of his sentence. Outside the courthouse, his father telling cameras he still thinks they could have won the trial.
I feel great that he's going home, but at the same token, I still wanted to fight.
If Williams successfully completes the 15 years of probation, the rest of his sentence will be commuted to time served. But he can't step foot in Metro Atlanta for the next 10 years, with certain exceptions.
It's a scary feeling for all involved. There's probably no feeling quite like that other than sitting in a courtroom waiting for a jury to come out.
Just before 8:30 p.m. Thursday night, Jeffrey Williams' inmate status in the Fulton County jail log indicated he was released.
Look at all of that light. The sun just came through.
The trial was plagued with problems and errors from prosecutors. But criminal defense attorney Joshua Schiffer, who already had on his Halloween costume, says in this outcome, there was no clear winner.
Both sides
gave up something, some more than others. There's a lot of valuations that are really tough to understand unless you're sitting in the shoes of the state or of those defendants looking at.
I think that law team absolutely mollywopped Fonnie Willis in Georgia and Fulton County. They beat the crap out of Georgia County. They first announced this like, yep, we got them. Yep, we did it. Yep, it's over. And they absolutely mollywopped that whole team. That lawyer did what they do. This is what Young Thug said to the judge before she sentenced him to only 15 years probation.
Yes, ma'am. I take full responsibility for, you know, my crimes or my charges. I want to say sorry to my family, my mom. My mom got 11 kids. I can't say all their names, you know. My managers, my kids is not here. Really, everybody that got something to do with this situation, I want to say sorry.
That's a life-changing moment.
Having so much time investing into this, you know. And I am a smart guy. I am a good guy. And I really got a good heart, you know. I find myself in a lot of stuff because
all right, talking I was proper just and everything.
Nice or cool, you know, and I understand that you can't be that way when you reach a certain height because it could end bad, and it don't really have to have nothing to do with you, but it could end bad and it could, you know,
talk about a fly girl candy.
And I know the choice is yours, is up to you, and I hope that you allow me to go home today and just trust in me to just do the right thing and never see you again unless it's
I would be in Wyoming.
You know, bar in the future or something.
Just be out of there.
Out of this type of situation.
Gotta worry about me being in Atlanta no more.
In this type of situation again. I'm
starting all the way over. Away.
I've learned from my mistakes. You know, I come from nothing and I've made something and I didn't take full advantage of it. I'm sorry. Through these last 2.5 years of my life, you are really, truly, honestly, the best thing that has happened to me because you made everything fair for me and everybody.
I would be do the same thing sides, Chief Keef, you know, did. I would be somewhere out the way.
I'm sorry to the sheriff, you know, everybody for just having to put extra time in. I know y'all got paid more money, but I'm sorry for y'all having to put this extra time in to be away from y'all family, you know, and I just hope that you find it in your heart to allow me to go home and be with my family and just
Idaho is dope. Idaho got a Boise, Idaho is dope.
What I am, I know.
Look at this person. He says, Mr. Bella Costa says, you a square, Anton. That's why you saying that he took a terrible deal. That's why you saying that, but he took a terrible deal and made a terrible decision. I'm a square? Okay, I'm cool. I'll take that. Listen, when anybody calls me a square, I take that as a compliment. That's a blessing. The goal, getting out of the hood, and all of us, most of us have been raised in environments where we know it wasn't best for us in hindsight. The goal was always to get out of the hood. The goal was not to try to keep it real with y'all. The goal was to try to get out of the hood. To live the square life is a blessing. I don't know why people think that that's an insult when they say that. That's actually a compliment. I take that as a compliment. I've always wanted to be the smart one. I've always wanted to get out of the hood. I've always wanted to be wise. I've always wanted to get rich. I've always wanted to be in corporate America. I never wanted a record. I never wanted to be in a position where I had to take a deal from a prosecutor over something that I wasn't supposed to be involved in the first place. You're right. I am a square. I'm 100% a square. I embrace being a square. A square Republican with a strong marriage that I've been married for 20 years, no children out of wedlock, 100% employing people, making sure that I put money back into my community, influencing on a political level, and helping people become bag chasers while at the same time adding value into society and leaving this earth in a better place had I not been here. What better way than to be a square? Squares is winning. We not in jail. We got families. We got money in our pocket. We pay our taxes. We pour into society. We travel the world. We ain't got to worry about getting TSA pre-check rejected. We can travel anywhere. We can get our passports. We can go anywhere we want without having to check in with a probation officer. I don't know what y'all talking about. I don't know what you on. You a square, Anton. That's why you saying that. BD took a terrible deal. Listen, the best deal is to go home, to be with your family, to be able to celebrate Thanksgiving and the holiday seasons with your friends. I get to go shopping. I can go out, get out whenever I want to. I can walk out. I can shut this live stream right now and go have some fun and go play at the playground if I want to. I have my freedom. The culture is so trash. The culture has become so trash to where we celebrate and we think that we throw in an insult to say that a person is doing things by the law and don't get involved in bad situations. You're right. You're absolutely right. Square life and being boring and not smoking trees and not having to worry about the police, not having a record, not being on his child sex offender list, being able to go if I wanted to go and get a job, I ain't got to worry about if I'm passing a piss test. You're right. To be educated and to be a software engineer and to level up in corporate America, you 100% right. I'm going to leave that to the felons, and not all felons are bad, but I'm going to leave that to the felons that's not squares, who had to fight all their life to try to figure out whether or not it was a good deal or not. For my squares, okay, cool. I'm going to speak on behalf of the squares. For the squares, that was a great deal. For y'all real ones, for y'all circles, no squares in your circles, yo. Yeah, y'all can go and negotiate whether or not it was best for him to be dropping the soap. Or listen, I'm taking man all the way in. Tory Lanez did that. Lil Durk over there, go talk to him and tell him about how he not a square. Y'all always think that y'all doing crime against the community, selling drugs to your own people, and doing shit that you ain't supposed to do is going to make you real. No, that make you real weak. That make you a follower. Because you ain't even got no mind of your own. Everything, every last one of y'all that got into situations that ultimately got you arrested, that means you was a follower. We laugh at y'all. We be looking at y'all like, look at this idiot getting arrested. Dummies. Yeah, man, I ain't no square. I am. Police pull me over and be like, hey, officer. Need my license, registration, and insurance? They'd be like, nah, we know you good. But him over there, that car that's in front of you that we got pulled over because we doing the stops in this area, we're going to go ahead and put them metal braces on them and make sure that we get the security footage out. Yo, daddy left you. And listen, and you know what the funniest thing about these dudes that think that they keeping it real? If you had two parents in your households, then that means you was a wannabe thug. If you didn't and you was raised in a single parent household and you decided to hit the streets, that means that your parents failed you. Either way, you the loser. You the loser. I want my daughter talking to a square. I'm a reflection of the person that I would want my daughter to marry. I love it. Hey, you a square, man. Was that supposed to be an insult? You absolutely right. Let me go ahead and get my next certificate so I can make sure that I got a job. I can get into cybersecurity, software engineering. I work with UXers. I oversee a whole team and director of UXers. I got 8 sources of income. Ain't nothing wrong with being a square. Hey, listen, for all of y'all young people that's watching this right now, if somebody sit there and call you a square, don't take it as an insult. Just realize that they dumb as fuck. How about that? I said what I said. I'm sorry. I know that they be having me on in the barbershops and the churches and stuff. For everybody, tell your son and your daughter that ain't nothing real and ain't nothing in the streets. Nothing. Zero. Zilch. Nada. The hood don't love you. The streets don't love you. It's going to eat you alive and spit you out. And you're going to be talking about how real you are on that corner while you begging me for money. Squares can go shopping. Squares wear $40,000, $50,000 watches. That's what squares wear. I don't even see you through my $2,000 frames.
squares.
Right. All right. Meanwhile, y'all begging for y'all freedom. Don't drop the soap, ho. Don't drop the soap, ho. Y'all niggas in there fighting. You fight. Y'all be fighting for your booty hole. You involuntarily gay. You lost your virginity twice. You lost your virginity twice trying to keep it real. Ain't that something? You lost your virginity twice. The first one you did it with a girl. The second one it came from a boy. Trying to be tough.